This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. Healthcare in Minnesota may have just gotten a huge shot in the arm. The Attorney General's office has announced a 10-year oversight agreement with Sanford Health and North Memorial Health. This will allow their proposed merger to proceed. Attorney General Keith Ellison says this will provide healthcare for all Minnesotans.
The combined Sanford and North Memorial Health System agrees to maintain their commitment to charity care, community benefit, financial assistance programs that serve disadvantaged, uninsured, and underserved communities, and to continue North Memorial's participation in Medicare and Medicaid.
The agreement includes a $600 million investment in the North Memorial Health System. An 18-year-old Foley man is dead following a two-vehicle crash in Benton County. The Minnesota State Patrol says the crash happened in St. George Township. Investigators say the teen was driving a pickup that collided with a trailer being pulled by another pickup. The State Patrol says the 18-year-old was not wearing a seatbelt and died in the crash. His name has not been released. The two people in the other pickup were not hurt. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture says early detection remains one of the best tools in the fight against emerald ash borer. MDA entomologist Angie Amborn says identifying the infestations quickly gives communities more time to respond.
The earlier we find it, the better opportunity that a community has to start to mitigate emerald ash borer within their jurisdiction. And that's really part of the point, is us getting out there early, offering that help.
The agency works with local communities on surveys and management planning. The Minnesota State Fair kicked off its 12-day run by breaking the record for opening day attendance. On Thursday, more than 155,000 people passed through the gates, breaking the previous single-day mark for the fair's opening day. The previous opening day record was more than 138,000 set in 2024. So that means Thursday broke the record by more than 16,000 visitors. Those headed to the fair can get a glimpse of the numerous fish species occupying the famous fish pond. DNR fisheries specialist Rebecca Bullers on why the pond is there.
We want to make sure that everyone is connected to our natural resources that might not have the chance. So people are able to see, you know, the wide diversity of fish species we have, connect to it, and just, you know, promote using our resources sustainably.
There are roughly 36 different species of fish in the pond. This is M&M.